Well, it is the first Sunday of the month, and if we follow our rules, which often we don't, it's the first Sunday of the month on the Sunday Supplement when we meet our old friend Tennessee Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hello. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Very good, very good. And we're into fall, as far as you're concerned.
We're into fall, we're into the autumn. Well,
Do you call it autumn now?
I call it autumn, but also officially in America, it doesn't begin until the 21st. Here in England, we follow the meteorological autumn and spring and seasons, which is actually, it's governed by the months, whereas in America they do the astronomical, which goes by the phases of the sun and stuff. So it's not until the third autumnal equinox.
Very good. Well, I'm sure we've learned something there.
It took me a while to understand that the 1st of September is considered fall here. So
now in a moment we'll be finding some interesting and quirky lore from the next State of the Union as we go through them alphabetically, which will bring us to New Hampshire. But first, what's been going on back home?
We're going to start in Flower Mound, Texas, and a housing developer, Curtis Grant, he found something special when he recently purchased a property with plans to building a housing estate. But when he began tearing down the walls of one of the large houses in the center, he discovered large log walls lined underneath, and like a log cabin.
Yeah.
And upon further research, he found that it may be one of North Texas' oldest standing buildings, originally built by the original settlers of the area, dating to the 1840s, which I know in this country isn't that old.
That's yesterday, yeah.
That's yesterday, but in Texas, that, you know, it was just scrub grass and wigwams and teepees back then.
Was Texas part of the Union in 1840?
I'm trying to remember when. It must have been, because it was part of the secession during the Civil War, and I know it had been part of the American for a while.
Yeah.
So the Texas-Mexican War was probably just finished or going on. So.
That's real history for you guys, anyway.
That's as far back as it goes right there. And then we'll go to Lake Ellsinore, California.
I've been there.
Have you?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if, hopefully you were smarter than this guy, because Alex Gomez found a 4-foot rattlesnake at a lot near his home, and he decided the best course of action was to pick it up and start taking selfies with it.
Okay.
He wrapped it around his neck.
What could go wrong there?
What could go wrong? He reached up to adjust it, and funny enough, the rattlesnake bit him.
Well.
He was rushed to the hospital. He's lost his thumb and will likely never regain use of his hand again, all for the sake of some selfies.
And well, you know what? That one deserves an entry in the Darwin Awards, doesn't it? Really? I haven't seen them for a while, actually.
We haven't Darwin Awards, but now we do have the Dumb Criminals this month.
Yeah.
We got a Dumb Criminal, and it's Alabama, like I've said before. This is my favorite state to make fun of. So, Russellville, Alabama, is Talisha McCann, and she is being held on multiple charges recently. She was caught breaking and entering. She was trying to attain entry into the prison.
To get in.
She had just been released from there 2 weeks prior and apparently had been exchanging a bunch of messages with the prisoners still in, and she was trying to smuggle a bunch of drugs and contraband back into the prison and was arrested.
I'm sure they welcomed her back in, but on a one-way
with
trip.
Open arms.
Yeah.
CCTV actually caught her with bolt cutters trying to cut the bars on the jail wall. And you just,
That's like something out of a cartoon,
yeah,
isn't
you
it?
Just, yeah, okay.
All right, now that's New Hampshire, one of the oldest states.
It is a New England state, and this begins the next 4 months. We'll be looking at states that begin with New.
Okay.
There's four states: New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, and New York. So we got those.
Okay.
Next
so give us three laws.
Man,
then.
The laws. It's a New England state, so the laws were bound to be good. That there's a whole list of them, and they're really good. You may not tap your feet, nod your head, or in any way keep time to the music in a tavern, cafe, or restaurant.
Is that seriously?
I would be in trouble.
Well,
I don't have control
over
it. I would really, especially like, you know, YMCA or Dancing Queen, come on, I'd just lose it. So,
That's an insight into your personality that I hadn't
probably
expected.
Is. Yeah. On Sunday, citizens may not go to the bathroom while looking up.
I can't think why, but okay, we'll take that as read.
If you're looking to heaven, maybe it's the disrespect. I don't know. Oh. I would left that one. So, and then on to White Mountain National Forest. Man, these New Hampshire people are strange. If you get caught raking leaves, picking up litter, building a bench, or a whole list of other very kind acts, you can be fined and charged with maintaining the park without permit.
Well, there you go. I think we've learned a lot this morning.
There are several law. I encourage you, if you're interested at all, look up the list, because there were some good ones.
So now for some music, and with a New Hampshire connection, and we discovered who is from New Hampshire.
Steven Tyler, and in fact Aerosmith is one of my favorite bands, so knowing he's from New Hampshire kind of helps.
Bobby, great to see you. Thank you.
Good to see you.